This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Happy Monday, everybody. Come on out. Hang out with us at Hooters. Mike, you were talking to this gentleman right here, right, at the bar?
That's Sid, man. He's a good dude.
What's up, Sid?
Is it your uncle, your dad? Who's the big listener? He said listens all the time. He's up from Savannah, by the way,
Upper Camp. Cool, man.
So, yeah, man, hanging out up here. Got the mayor over here. Isaac Hayes just walked in.
No doubt.
That's Slim. Hey,
yeah,
Slim.
No doubt.
But, yeah, man, we got a crew, so come on down. It's a Monday. Be here Tuesday.
Gwinnett
is popping. Thank
it
you.
Is. It is.
And I will say this. I don't know about you guys. I'm over this rain, man. It's been like Seattle the last few weeks. We got a bit of a reprieve over the weekend, but still.
Yeah. Yesterday was cloudy. My daughter had her friend in town, and we were going out, and we went out to play golf, and it was raining at first. And I said, I don't know if we're going to be able to play. And it just stayed cloudy, and I kept waiting for the rain to hit, and it didn't. But you're right. I mean, like, every day it feels like we've been at Falcons practice. It's been rainy and gloomy and, like – So, with that said, look, they got to get the work in. They'll fit it in tomorrow. Mike and I were talking about – somebody asked us, I think it was Sid at the bar, like, what happens if it rains? They're moving the practice inside.
If it's coming down like it has at times today, and that's tough because when you have two teams, you know, it's 80, that's 160 dudes, right, until you make the cuts, plus the media.
Yes.
You know, you're going to pack them all in there. So, again, we may have to rely on D-Led to see what happens inside. We'll try to sneak in.
I got y'all.
Hey, Mike, I saw the guy in the Titans uniform getting hit by a guy in the Falcons uniform.
Yeah,
thanks, Steve.
Exactly. Yeah, thanks for the description. Hey, man, DeMarco Helms is a guy, as Mike said, we like this draft pick coming out of Alabama. He played a lot, guys, had a lot of experience playing
really?
Under Nick Saban.
And really asserted himself. I mean, Clark Phillips and then kind of fell off a little bit, but Helms, we loved his physicality and his attitude. And, unfortunately, as you brought up earlier, that he had the injury last year.
Yeah, man, and, you know, I'll say this. After we did this interview, because we're going to let you hear what he had to say here in just a second, but Mike Johnson had the audacity to come up, because you guys know Mike went to Alabama too, and he's like, did you give him some Roll Tide love? And I said, do you guys have a secret handshake? Because then they walked off, and
right.
Helms shook his hand. I was like, what are you guys doing over here? This is an Alabama thing or something like this?
But, you know, there's something to be said. Whether it's your high school coach that you loved or the guys that you grew up with, right, that you just felt had an influence on you.
Yes.
It's the same thing. It's funny because Patriots players with Belichick, it's almost like the mob, like Omerta. No one's ever going to rat out on Belichick. But you see it with everybody who plays for Saban. You're starting to see that now with Georgia players that played for Kirby.
Sure.
And they feel that way. But you'll hear him light up when we talk about his time in the Tuscaloosa.
All right, man. Let's hear from our guy because Mike and I, as he walked up, he had those wide eyes. I thought he was going to hit Mike,
big
literally.
Hit, big hit on Friday.
He laid the lumber, as we like to say. Here's DeMarco Helms. Watch out, Mike. He might knock you out.
Man, this guy was dropping bombs on people on Friday.
I mean, this dude brings the helmet. We're talking with DeMarco Helms. Alabama! What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Great game the other night. It's funny because your teammates talk about you always being physical and having the physicality. I think fans got a chance to see that. For those who don't know, DeMarco had a great 23 season, got hurt coming off the injury, man. What's it been like?
Oh, it's been great. You know, there was obviously a mental and a physical challenge, you know, just being off for a year. But just being back on the field on Friday, it was a great feeling for me just to be out there playing the game that I love again. being able to, you know, compete with my teammates. And, you know, overall just having a, you know, a healthy game and, you know, making it a step further than I did last year.
As Carl mentioned, we were high on you, man, at 23 and then having the injury. Do you feel like you got a lot more to prove? You're playing with a chip this year?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, I'm somebody that's, you know, I'm my biggest critic. So I always feel like I have room to improve. But, you know, just taking a whole year off last year, I felt like, you know, that was a, you know, opportunity for me to come back in 2025 and, you know, just be, you know, a different player, you know, a better player than I was, you know, my rookie year.
How hard was the rehab, man? I mean, like, you didn't think it was a season-ending injury, right? I mean, you thought, okay, I'll be back in a few weeks, then it turns into that. That's got to be mentally tough.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, a mental hurdle to get over with. It's, you know, when you have an injury that you think is severe and then, you know, you hear the news that, you know, it's not as severe, but as you go through the rehab process and, you know, the physical training process of getting back to play, you know, a NFL season, you know, it can go, you know, see little moments of adversity and things like that. So it was definitely tough, but I feel like, you know, my circle of family and friends and, you know, the training staff did a great job of, you know, getting me to the moment where I am now.
Third year safety for the Falcons, DeMarco Helms with us on Dukes and Bell with a huge hit, perfectly legal, by the way.
Legal.
Not going to get you in trouble. We'll do the talking on this. Get out of your pocket. But how tough is it as a guy that likes to lay the lumber? You got, like, these strike zones now. It's got to be so careful out there.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that, you know, you're conscious of, you know, as you approach the game and, you know, as you go through the game. But play by play, it's not something that I think about. You know, I just try to play the game safe, you know, keep my head out of the game, make sure I'm obeying, you know, the strike zones and things like that. But, you know, I think it's kind of, you know, it can kind of hurt your game if you're, you know, so concerned about, you know, protecting somebody that's your opponent, if you get what I mean. So, you know, I try not to worry about protecting my opponent, but, you know, just playing the game the right way.
Now, you laid out Ray Ray out here, right? Is that a true story?
that's my guy. That's my teammate. You know, I'm gonna leave that in the past.
All right. But, I mean, you was just trying to play the game. I mean, it wasn't personal.
No, nothing's personal. Nothing's personal.
I only say that to say coach has talked about, you know, this is who you are. It's hard to lay off, even when you're practicing against guys who you care about and are your teammates. You can't take that out of yourself, right? That's just who you are.
Yeah, it's I think it's something that, you know, my dad ingrained in me. You know, since I play, you know, little league football, is, you know, to never let a coach, you know, have to turn you up. You know, if anything, you know, let him have to turn you down. Just coming out there every day, you know, just being more, you know, being more physical. I feel like, you know, that's a big part of the game, is because, you know, being more physical is obviously, you know, something that'll help you in the game. But, you know, you're more physical than your opponent. You know, it definitely takes a toll on them mentally as well. So that's just, you know, something, you know, the way I was brought up, you know, with my dad and, you know, as him as being a football coach. So it's something that I've just carried with me, you know, through my football career.
Turn up!
It's DeMarco Helms with us, guys, live on Dukes and Bell from Falcons camp. It was Ryan Nielsen a couple years back, Lake last year, and now you got Jeff Ulbrich. Anything different to how you approach it, what they're asking you to do?
I approach every day doing everything they ask me to do. You know, I feel like, you know, Brick and, you know, try to, you know, ingrain some things that we did well last year, some things that the Jets did well in their defense, and, you know, when everything is just coming together perfectly. So, you know, I feel like it's a good matchup and it's a good mesh for us as well.
What's the safety competition like, man? I mean, you got some dudes back there, right? I mean, they drafted Billy. Obviously, you know, Bates is back there. Watts. What's the camaraderie with the group, and how competitive is it?
It's competitive. Of course, you know, we're all competing. Those are some great guys, you know, Bill, X, J Full, got JT, Henry Black. There's a lot of us in that room, but, you know, we can control going out there every day, putting our best foot forward, you know, doing everything the coaches ask for us, and, you know, that's pretty much it. You know, things like depth chart and who's starting, who's not, you know, those sort of things that, you know, can mess your own head up mentally, you know, thinking about that, you know, and it's also something that we don't control as players. So I feel like we all have, you know, done a great job of embracing each other, no matter who's going out there first, who's going out there second, third, whatever, and, you know, just being a group of brothers, because at the end of the day, you know, it's a long season, and, you know, we all need each other in the room.
Talking with DeMarco Helms, whose journey, by the way, started, Carl, in D.C., played, everybody knows DeMatha for hoops, but you were a football player, and you were part of a Nick Saban recruiting class. What was your Alabama experience like, man?
Well, it was great, and, you know, I feel like, you know, DeMatha prepped me, you know, hard coaching, competitive, playing against national teams, things like that. Definitely prepped me for the, you know, the culture of Alabama. You know, Saban was a great coach to play for. He was real demanding, but I feel like that was something that helped me in my NFL career, you know, just to not feel the pressure of being in the NFL as much. You know, I feel like Alabama was something that, you know, wasn't the NFL, of course, but, you know, it was kind of operated as, you know, somewhere where the NFL was expected, you know, as the next step for a lot of guys. So I feel like Alabama helped me just being prepared on an NFL playbook. Some guys that I faced in the NFL, you know, I played with in college, played against in college. And just playing under Nick Saban, I feel like it gave me, you know, a mindset of, you know, just that I've been through the toughest of the toughest coaches. I've been through the toughest of the toughest schedules. So anything that somebody throws at me is, you know, it's on a different scale, but it's something that I've probably seen before.
Bama boys and these Georgia boys talk a little noise, man. Jalen, you guys, you talk a little bit or not yet?
I mean, we do a little bit of talking, but nobody in this locker room got a winning record against us.
Against Alabama, that's what you're saying.
Yeah. I still got the edge a little bit, though.
All right. I want to ask you one last thing. Tomorrow, you can go live. You blowing somebody up?
I'm going to do whatever Rod tells us.
DeMarco, appreciate you.
Thank y'all.
Good dude, man. As we said, you know, talking about that Alabama experience, like you hear so many other veterans crawl in the NFL. And now, as you brought up in the interview, a lot of competition, man. A lot of guys in that position. We're still not seeing the most out of Xavier Watts because he has been dealing with some injuries. Hadn't given us all the chance to see him get all the reps in practice. Still got Jordan Fuller on the roster. We know how good Jesse Bates is. And then there's the other dudes, and we talked about it, Carl. I mean, you got, you know, Natron Brooks has been making plays. Billy Bowman's a guy that we're excited about. A lot of dudes.
Well, they drafted guys that they felt like could play immediately, and they're giving them an opportunity. So, like I said, Mike, when you're coming off these injuries, man, you got to go above and beyond. And I don't even know if that's going to be enough for him to maybe get the foothold he needs to start. But I do think he'll be in the rotation. And that is something that I think for where he is right now and coming off this injury and playing well and bringing that physicality, Mike, that's something, again, you can't teach. Like, either guys have it or they don't. That's why when you put the pads on, things change. So you have guys that can make plays and are ball hawks, but you have also guys like him that are looking to separate you from the ball. And I want a guy like that on my team. I don't think that he's not going to make this team. I just don't know how much of a role, how much playing time he's going to see in the nickel with all these guys. And by the way, all those safeties are not making the squad, by the way.
Right.
All
and those that's, guys. That's the thing. We saw in the preseason game on Friday night before it was ended abruptly with the injury that you got more depth at linebacker. When you consider that, the edge rusher, Carl, outside linebacker. I thought a good day for Brandon Dorlus. We talked about Pierce dealing with a lot of double teams. You know, I mean, is it tough to get a real take on just exactly what we've got right now? Because I feel that, you know, Jalen Walker, we have nothing but high expectations. Right now, though, he's getting sort of enveloped by some of the linemen. I heard Mike Johnson talking about that on the morning shift. We were talking about this at practice. Kind of getting stuck in between guys' pads. Use that athleticism. We know we can get the quarterback on the ground. But maybe fighting through the next level, the evolution of his game, now going up against better tackles.
Yeah, look, this is still a learning process. And, you know, it takes some guys 2 years, Mike, before they pop. And I'm not saying that's going to happen with Jalen. I think he's going to be a contributor. But to what level? Like, if you have in your mind, and we've been saying this, what's the expectation, Mike, to 10 sacks? Realistically, is that combined? And James Pierce Jr. have 10 combined, we're in a pretty good spot, because I still think that Floyd's going to get his and AK's going to get his.
Right.
And we're going to have more when it's all said and done. But you're right. I think there's just a learning process that's going on with Jalen Walker. I love the kid. I think he's still going to be a playmaker for us. But I'm trying, as I said, not to look too much into this first preseason game. But this is why these guys need to play, Mike. This is why they need to play.
And Rook Aroro, we talked about, you know, his role in the middle of that defensive line. Need him to really be that man. But, you know, we said Dorlus, you noticed him on Friday night. Again, difficult because you're not familiar with everybody.
I like what I saw with Dorlus.
Me too.
Yeah.
And, I love Pierce's game. We talked about that. We saw on the offensive side, though, when the starters – you don't have your starting offensive line. We couldn't run the ball for anything on Friday night against the Lions. And you noticed today at practice, I mentioned to Carl to start the show, this is more the veteran thing. As Carl said, this is kind of a lighter workout because it's going to get heavy starting tomorrow and Wednesday with the Titans in town. But when you take out – you know, our tackles, Caleb McGarry, and you take out, you know, Jake Matthews, it's a little scary because Storm Norton's been missing some practices. How about the big fella today? We got to see him at practice today. Brandon Parker.
Yeah.
You cannot miss this guy. 6'8", 320 pounds. But he's a mountain of a dude. But this is the reality. At the center position, they had to go get another guy. Jake Hansen, they picked up as a free agent because, unfortunately, the center position really did get eat up. Javon Gwynn was having a tough night against the Lions.
Got to get some push, man. I think, you know, when we had our conversation with Ryan Neusel, and he was such a grounded person and just, you know, like, hey, I'm in the moment, man. I'm so happy to be here. Got his extension. But we don't really think, like, when we see him, when you see Ryan Neusel, you're like, he's pushing dudes around. And Bijan was talking about this. Bijan was saying, look, when we – him and Bergeron and Lindstrom, that's a nice little core to have, guard, center, guard. But, Mike, they got to find some viable backups, man. We got to have some guys that
right.
can go.
And there's a big injury. We're going to get into it in addition to a quarterback ranking. It's never too early, Carl, to rate the tiers of quarterbacks. You're not going to believe where the Falcons QBs are. But a huge injury for the Super Bowl champs.
It really is. And this is the kind of injury, by the way, that will set your entire line back, period. We'll tell you about it next. Before we do, we've got to give a big shout-out to Alyssa and Ryan. Mike, tell our listeners how we met Ryan and Alyssa.
Yeah, man, we were waiting to talk with our man, DeMarco Helms, and of course they bring in the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Stretcher by, not with anybody on it. They always have emergency response team. The EMS folks from Hall County are always on guard at Flowery Branch, and that's when we ran into Ryan. Ryan hears this, goes, wait a minute. Hey, man, Dukes and Bell. I said, Ryan listens all the time, and we literally got him as a captive audience because he's driving the ambulance, so he's got to be in the truck. Yeah. So shout out to Ryan and Alyssa doing good work up here in Hall County.
Absolutely. Guys, thank you guys for being Dukes and Bell listeners, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're coming back. The latest takeaways from the preseason week one, the storylines, and Mike mentioned it, a major injury. We'll tell you about it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.